Hey, the podcast is back and we're giving away swag. Over $500 in prizes, 12 winners, and it all ends October 14. Don't wait. Go to smarterroofer.com/contest right now for details and to enter before it's gone. That's smarterroofer.com/contest.
I think the greatest challenge in leadership is that you give the best of what you got to people. I always try to give the best of what I got. Like, I never hold back an idea. Like, if I think that there's an idea that's helped our business grow, I never hold that idea back and not share it with somebody else. But then, you know, we've had times where we've shared ideas with people in our team that then they went and took that idea, and for whatever reason, they jumped ship and went somewhere else. You know, they weren't loyal in the team. And they literally take your ideas and they go out there and they will start buying materials from other companies and cheapen up the products. And, you know, they try to be cheaper or whatever. And all of a sudden, you gave your best ideas to somebody and they've become your competition. It's not just our business. It's every business out there. Leadership, this is the greatest challenge I believe in leadership, is you give the best of what you got and then you don't get loyalty back sometimes. And then the greatest challenge in leadership is to not trust, to not lose faith in people. If I've ever experienced burnout, it's because of that right there. Being frustrated, like, how do you get people to be loyal sometimes? Like, I feel like 90% of our people are loyal, but then you have these, you know, nothing's 100%. It's just that way. You know, I really feel like we've had a lot of loyalty. We have a lot of really good people. But I think that is one of the greatest challenges of leadership in any organization. I got buddies that they treated their workers really, really good, residential guys. And then, you know, they treat them really good. And then the guy quits working and goes and starts a company right beside his company and does exactly what he just got taught for the last 3 years.
You know, or 15.
Yeah, I got a buddy that told me that he's probably helped start at least 10 local residential roofing business.
Well, that are
local competitors. But now when he bids a roof, one of the guys he trained in is probably going to bid against him. And what we do in the commercial space, I worked for Simon at one time, and Simon came to me one day and he said, hey, you should start your own business. Because with what we do with Conklin is I can go start my own business. But that was still a risk that Simon had to take to believe in me and trust in me. He said, well, everything I've taught you, I'll even help you walk roofs. I'll help you look at roofs. I helped a guy once years ago.
Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
On today's episode, we're talking about leadership and something that applies to any business anywhere, and not just business. It can apply to family,
everything.
The question is, why do too many business owners burn out? How can we lead as business owners, as fathers, as dads in the home? How can we lead without losing our family? And we got a little handle.
Yeah, I had that sitting on the desk.
They don't want those to burn out.
I don't want
them
to burn out.
That's pretty good.
There's not enough fuel in there.
Yeah, I was going to burn out just one of them, but probably burn out all three at one time, you know. How do we avoid burnout?
Probably not a blanket statement, but I think one of the things that creates burnout for men rarely get burned out when their success or what they're trying to achieve in life is going the right direction. Like, if we're growing the right direction, if you have a $500,000 business and you're going the right direction, the next year you do $1 million, men will put 80 hours a week in and not care if it's going the right direction. But I think burnout happens sometimes for men when maybe they're just trying to put enough action to just make it. I should do 10 of one thing to really have success. I'm only doing 3 of that thing and thinking that somehow the universe owes me something. And I don't know why it's not working. Rarely do men experience burnout when we're going the right direction. But when we're going the wrong direction, there's frustration that happens. There's like, why is this not working? Maybe we start creating some bad habits, eating too much food, like staying up too late. We're getting a little discouraged. We're getting a little depressed. We're starting to sleep in the morning and not getting up on time. It just creates a bad cycle. But when we're going the right direction, when we're growing the right way, rarely I feel like men get burned out when they're going the right direction. And I think a lot of the reason of not going the right direction is the lack of putting enough action behind what we're trying to achieve.
What comes before the action? I know for myself back in years ago, I went through a time clinically, probably people would say I was depressed. Probably was. It was a very low time in life. And some of that was things we were learning and discovering, spiritual life, church life, things like that we had to work through. And then business, I was very busy and I was growing too, like financially, but it was very little at a time. So that could have made a difference. Being busy can work if it's the right thing. Because I was very busy, but it wasn't on the right thing because it wasn't very profitable. There is something in that. But for me, looking back, I'd say for me, it was lack of clarity, lack of vision, knowing this is where I want to go. And then this is what I need to do to get there. So once I got that figured out, I mean, we ended up selling our place to get rid of consumer debt. Because we got clarity, we knew, okay, this is where we want to go. And then we took the steps to make that happen. Once we had that clarity, that vision, yeah, life totally changed. So I think having clarity, having vision for that journey.
Love it.
Like you said, put in the action, take massive action. Is it about emotion? You've talked about this in the past on another episode. Your emotions are off because you're not taking enough motion.
There's a Bible verse that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And that's so true. So that is a foundational thing for sure. It's having a big vision, knowing where you want to go, like dream big, have a big vision. Men are made to accomplish things. Like men are made to build things. You could take 50 dudes and just drop them off on the edge of take them out. I don't know, some island somewhere, just drop them off with minimal tools, leave them by themselves and come back in 6 months. They're going to have, it's going to look like a city. Because they're going to build something. Men are made to accomplish and to. Men that are doing those things, they're feeling alive. And we could go into other subjects of like, why are men experiencing, like, why are men not so man anymore? I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of things that we could talk about. Like, men are made to accomplish and society wants to suppress the man. And
I came across information recently that claims we as Americans, society in general, has been what they call feminized.
Oh, for sure.
I never really looked into that, and there's a lot more I could learn about it, but the idea is that men have been brought up, sadly, by more women, where it's more emotional, touchy-feely, than they were in the early 1900s, 1800s, you know, for the past couple thousand years, and so you have a different outcome than you would have years ago. Once you understand some of that and look at your life and your family's lives and your friends' lives, all of a sudden you realize, oh, this is why certain things happen a certain way. This is why certain people struggle with certain things or don't have the outcomes that they could easily have. It's because of how they grew up, how their parents grew up, how their dad might have grown up. I mean, it's been going for generations already, probably another episode. But yeah, there's something to that. One other thing I'd touch on, too, is the idea of resting. And so, yeah, you said to avoid burnout, take massive action. I mentioned getting clarity, having clarity, so you know where you're going. But then also at times, stepping back, taking a rest.
That's right.
And you do that. I think you'd do that at least once or twice a year. Right.
My wife and I and our children, we have four children. We just got back from a 3-week trip. We have family in Colorado and we have family in Montana. And so we spent a bunch of time in Colorado, Montana, and then we went and visited some national parks and we went up into Canada for about a week. And we did a nice big summer trip. We always try to very intentionally do that with our children. Like our oldest is 15, our youngest is 8. It seems like our oldest was a baby like a year ago. And I realized that in another 5 years, like he could be out of the house. You know, he could be starting his own family. I mean, I don't know how old your daughter was when she got married, but she wasn't that old.
You know, let's just say I'm a grandpa already.
Yeah. Time goes fast. And so I'm a believer that you can take massive action, but you can also be the best father that you could possibly be. I believe that you could have a very good home. I think that you can still have time to do things with what's most important in life. Making money is not the most important thing in life. Some people might disagree with that, but there's a lot of businessmen that go out and they build a successful company and they do it in the name of, I'm doing it for you. And the wife is at home going, but you're never here for us. And he's like, but I'm doing it for you. And truth is, you don't have to spend 15 hours a day building your business, but you could be very intentional. So my wife's in Colorado this week at her sister's place. She went out to spend 3-4 days with her. So I put the children on the bus this morning and I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock tonight. And I told the boys I'll take them golfing after school and a couple of their buddies are going. So I'm being very intentional with, hey, I'm there. I helped them pack their lunches this morning. And now I have from 4 o'clock or from 8 o'clock this morning till 4 this afternoon, I have 8 hours to do something productive. Now I can choose to get on social media and I call it doom scrolling. I tell the boys, don't doom scroll, right? We all do it sometimes. Sit there and an hour goes by and you're like, what did I do right now? Nothing. And if you're a man, if you're playing video games and like you're just goofing off during a business week, and then you don't know why, like my business ain't doing what it's supposed to do. I don't know why I'm not filling jobs. Well, look, take some inventory of what you're doing. I believe you can take massive actions, but then I also believe that you can be very present. We all have one of these, a cell phone. Turn it off at 5 o'clock at night. Be present with your family in the evening. You don't have to be there at 7:30 at night. There's not a person out there that doesn't understand that. Like 7:30 at night, whose business is open? Yours shouldn't be open at 7:30 at night. And there might be people who disagree with that, but there's things that's more important than making money. And the one thing that's more important is making sure your marriage is in a good place. And as a man and a leader, if your marriage is not in a good place, you are going to experience burnout. If your marriage isn't in a good place, it sets the foundation for everything. You can't go out and have a clear mind trying to sell a roof if you just had a fight with your wife. That ain't going to work.
Amen. I agree. That's probably another episode too. And wrapping up, we're doing an event planned for December 10th, Niles, Ohio. So it's like 1 hour from Cleveland, 1 hour from Pittsburgh, centrally located between Ohio and between Pennsylvania. And we're going to be talking about some of these things and how you can leave from the event with a clear vision and a clear plan to put some of these things into practice. You know, in the Bible, I don't know when I discovered this, but a couple of times it does talk about like the disciples. One time, one of them said, I think it was kind of must have felt frustrated because he said, I'm going fishing. He's going to go fishing. I'm tired of this. I don't want to think about it anymore. I'm just going to go fishing. And then another time it says the disciple, he went down to the seashore. So here he was doing the work in the city or whatever. But then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go down by the lake. I'm going to go down, spend some time down there. And that's actually in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it is important to take time off, but get clear and then take that massive action so you don't get burned out. And then join us for the leadership conference.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is going to be an awesome event. We did one that was called Leader Minded years ago before COVID. It's all about personal development. It's all about growing as a person. Like if you don't grow as a person, you're not going to grow. You know, this goes back to the law of the lid. Like we talked about the law of the lid. Like if you're not going to grow as a person, you're definitely not going to grow your business. And there's going to be a lot of frustrations and there's a lack of self-awareness. And your whole team trying to tell you who you are. And you're like, no, I think I'm this great guy. And your team's like, you don't understand how you're coming off, right? And so it's like lack of self-awareness. This event's really about growing as a person. We're going to talk about some things that we've never talked about before at this event, particularly. I think that businesses should be talking about some of these things. So I'm not going to spoil what all we're going to talk about here, but I think
you got to be there.
It's going to be an awesome event. Yeah. It really is going to be an awesome event. I am really excited about doing this event because there's nothing that I believe is more important to talk about with men than leadership and personal development and growing who you are. Because if we can grow that, everything else in your life changes.
And we'll talk more about this, probably give some more details on the next episode. So be sure to tune in for that.
Thanks, guys. Catch you here next time.
See ya.
This episode was brought to you by the Smarter Roofer Growth Alliance, our private community for commercial roof coating contractors just like you. Inside, you'll get early access to the raw video recordings of our bi-weekly podcast sessions. You'll also unlock instant access to all 31 of our GEMS Monday Morning Motivational videos. Plus, you'll get proven strategies, tools, and a network of commercial roofers just like you. If you want to grow your business faster, smarter, and with the right support, join us today by going to smarterroofer.com/grow. Join us on the inside at smarterroofer.com/grow.